Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You ready? It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you want to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram at Femi _ Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. You like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Friday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addie Bates, Nick Kostos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game that saw the 49ers stun the Rams, knocking us out of our survivor pool. We will get into all of that here during this segment, but Nick will get his thoughts 60 minutes from now to begin the 4 o'clock hour. But as always, because when we get to the NFL, Thursday night recap, talking about the games this upcoming Sunday, college football Saturday, Major League Baseball Saturday with the game ones in the LDS. If you miss any part of these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. And because we're so kind, putting it on there in on-demand fashion for all of you to consume, the least you could do is to subscribe, rate, and review. We have two guests who will be joining us later on in the program, starting at 4:40 Eastern. College football betting analyst for the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, our buddy Colin Wilson returns for his weekly Friday spot, giving us his best bets in week 6 in college football, headlined by Vandy, Alabama, and Miami, Florida State. It feels like a throwback with this Miami, Florida State game being a big-time game. Like I said all week long, we grew up on this rivalry in the 90s, in the 2000s, even in the 80s for some of you folks out there. But Miami, Florida State is meaningful for the national title picture, and we absolutely love it. So we'll get college football best bets from Colin at 4:40 Eastern time. At 5:20 Eastern, former big leaguer, now MLB analyst, our buddy Cody Decker returns to us here on You Better You Bet. He's going to help us break down the ALDS, the NLDS. Are the Yankees now the front runners in the American League? Should they be considered the front runners in the American League? What about the Seattle Mariners? And who's going to win this monster matchup in the NLDS between the Dodgers and the Phillies? Otani versus Sanchez on the mound tomorrow afternoon. It will be a banger in the city of brotherly love. Cannot wait to get into all things baseball with Cody coming up at 5:20 Eastern time. But we've put it off long enough. Let's go ahead and get into what we saw and what transpired last night in Los Angeles between the Niners and the Rams. San Francisco gets it done as an 8.5-point underdog. They beat the Rams 26-23 in overtime. And before we get to the sad part about the game, let's start with the good part and how the game started. Jake Tonjes, how about that? Femi's Island, 4 in a row, baby. We keep chugging along with the island. I'm watching the first drive. Mac Jones leading the Niners down the field. It's looking pretty solid. I'm like, man, just find Tonjes, buddy. No more of this Kendrick Bourne stuff, who had like an awesome game last night. Just find Tonjes. Let's get the Tonjes. First and goal from the 6. Wide ass open in the end zone. Not wide open. Wide ass open in the end zone. Tonjes, 20-1 banger. Absolutely love it. That's coming off of Jake Barner, 25-1, Darren Waller, 30-1, Bo Nix, 14-1, and now it's Tonjes at 20-1. How do you like them Apple sportsbooks, huh? How about Femi's Island in your eye hole? Absolutely love how the things have transpired over the last week. All of you out there have been tailing. I know I got a lot of awesome messages on Twitter last night. I appreciate it. Everybody, if I retweeted you, liked the tweet or whatever it was, I really do appreciate all the kind words as we're cashing tickets, baby. And come Monday with the Jags and the Chiefs, we're going to try to do it again. So stick around with us on Monday. An absolutely awesome, awesome run that we've had with these first TD score bets. But that was the only thing that we could celebrate last night. Because early on in the game, hey, this is great. And then I look up, I'm like, okay, we went with the Rams and Survivor. They're now trailing 14-0. What the hell is going on? And all of a sudden, after that, we needed to lock in, edge of our seats. Let's try to get the Rams home in advance in our Survivor pool. So the celebration was short-lived, to say the least. And of course, with Survivor, hindsight can be 20/20. I know it's like, oh, like, why didn't you just take the layup with the Lions? Why didn't you just take the Colts? Why didn't you take... Okay. All right. Yeah. If I had the script, I would not have taken the Rams. All right. I did not predict the tomfoolery that took place last night. All right. Like, I didn't see that happening. Like, it was just... It's very frustrating. We will outline it because despite falling behind 14-0 early in the game, I'm texting with Nick and Tyler because, like, you know, usually early in the game, team takes the lead against us. And this happened last Sunday, as we talked about on the show on Monday. Panthers go down the field, they score. Nick's like, are we in trouble? I'm like, no. Like, let's just relax. We're good. Niners go down the field and score, celebrating Tonjes. Nick asks, hey, like, are we good? Are we in trouble here? I'm like, too early to tell. 14-0. I'm like, okay, I don't think we're in trouble. A lot of ball game left, but I'm a little bit concerned. And once it's down 14-0, all right, the Rams start to put a drive together in the Niners territory. Here's Blake Corum dropping the pitch. At that point, I'm like, okay, like, we need to be concerned because this is going to end up like Giants-Cowboys best-case scenario where it's just an unbelievable sweat and somehow we make our way through this bad boy. Like, I'm texting the guys. I'm saying, hey, like, you know what? I would be thrilled if we're down by a touchdown. Hell, if we're down by 10 at halftime, I would be thrilled because the Niners in the first half had a chance to really run the Rams out of the building. Like, it looked really easy, those first two touchdown drives, to where like I'm now like not panicking, but thinking, all right, like we now have some gotta-have-it drives from this Rams team. And luckily, despite all of that nonsense in the first half, the Rams were only down 10 at halftime. So it's okay. That's great because only down 10, when they're going to get the ball to begin the third quarter, we're still in good shape. Have a good drive to start the second half, score a touchdown, down by three, pretty much right back into the ball game. Just need to get a stop to eventually try and take the lead. So I was thrilled with that. 17-7, whatever. Great, we're getting the ball. So the first drive of the second half, driving the ball in the Niners territory, you know, second down, here's Jordan Winnington dropping a pass. All right, annoying, but there's still third down. We could pick up the yardage.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Here's Kyren Williams dropping a pass on third down, a name that you're going to hear more often in this segment. He drops the pass, so the Rams now have to settle for a field goal. Let's just cut it to 7, right? How about a swing and a miss from our guy, Joshua Cardi? So what should have been at worst 17-10, maybe even 17-14, if Whittington, or Whittingham, as he was called a couple of times on the broadcast, if Whittington could just catch the ball, or if Williams can just catch the ball, like, all right, we're chugging along, and this is maybe a 3-point game. Instead, nothing, empty, still a 10-point game. But despite all of that, all of these shenanigans, somehow, some way, the Rams, early in the fourth quarter, have the ball trailing by 6, 20-14. All right, this is sweaty, but we still have a great chance. We have a great quarterback, a great head coach. We can win this thing, and we can survive in advance. So, of course, LA goes on a 9-play, 80-yard drive that ends with a touchdown. Bang! Look at us, about to take the lead. Here we go. Should have taken the lead, I should say. Because for some reason, the extra point gets blocked. As if the Rams have learned absolutely nothing from their other loss this season, where they had 2 field goals blocked against the Philadelphia Eagles. Nope, we're not going to correct any of that stuff. This extra point gets blocked. So instead of 21-20 Rams, it's 20-20, all knotted up in the fourth quarter. And at that point, it's like, all right, like, just please hold the Niners to a field goal. Worst case scenario, the Rams can match with a field goal, or better yet, they can take the lead and be up 27-23 at the end of the game and just needing a defensive stop to win the ball game. So, of course, you know, Niners on their drive, because Kyle Shanahan, he was in his bag, which we can talk about as well later on in this hour. He had a thing cooking. Like, he showed us how great of a coach he is, which was one of the concerns about taking the Rams. Was like, hey, we're going up against a really good head coach. Like, we got a good guy in McVay, but Shanahan's also really good as well, having been to multiple Super Bowls. But Niners are driving, 3rd and 11, Boom, we got him right where we want him. The whole game, we know Mac Jones, at some point, Mac Jones is going to throw the ball to a linebacker. He's going to do it at some point. Here it is. 3rd and 11, 3 minutes left, throws it right to a linebacker with a tied up. Of course, he drops the ball. It was one of those nights. He drops the football. Why couldn't he just catch the football? Because at that point, bang, we're tied up with the ball and only 3 minutes left in the game. He drops it, and then that sets up Eddie Pinheiro, who tucks in a 59-yard field goal. Eddie Pinheiro, who they just picked up a couple of weeks ago. Of course, he makes a 59-yard field goal when it looked like he might miss it. It's a guy that just picked up off the scrap heap. He makes the field goal. So, you know, just one of those kinds of nights. We're going to have to do this the hard way. We're going to have to get this out the mud. So, still at that point, down by a field goal, all good. All good, because we have Matthew Stafford. We have 3 timeouts, and we have 250 to drive down the field and try to win this damn game. So, all things considered, we're in pretty good shape. All it took for the Rams, chunk play to Devontae, chunk play to Puka Nacua, Kyren Williams with a run as well. All of a sudden, bang, we're it deep into the red zone, setting up a 1st and goal from the 3. At that point, I'm just like, all right, please. I texted Nick and Tyler. I said, just run the ball 4 times and live with the result. Because then I'm thinking, I want the Niners to use their timeouts so they don't have a ton of time once the Rams score a touchdown. So let's make the Niners use their timeouts, go up, worst case scenario, you score on 3rd and goal, and maybe there's let's say a minute left in the game and you're up 27-23 or whatever it would be. Like, let's make them use their timeouts. Let's punch the ball into the end zone. 1st and goal from the 3. They hand it off to Kyren Williams. Chronic fumbler, Kyren Williams, who once again fumbles as he's falling down at the 1-yard line. Unreal. And I know we've all seen the replays. Great job by the defensive tackle. Punches the ball out and even punched Kyren Williams in the face along the way. But bro, you're near the goal line. It's 1st and goal and you're holding the ball with 1 arm. Like, put 2 hands on. You fumble the ball all the time. Like, put 2 hands on the ball. After the game, Kyren Williams, he was of course asked about it, and he said this, quote, "Bleep sucks." He didn't say bleep, but it's his FCC airwaves. We got to say bleep. "Bleep sucks. I don't know. For me, I just got to hold on to the ball. I feel like I let the team down at the 1-yard line, not securing with 1 thing that matters and scoring the touchdown. So for me, I put this all on me, honestly, and just knowing that I got to be better." You think? That quote could have literally been from 6 different games in Kyren Williams' career, by the way. Like, what are we talking about? Hold on to the damn ball. He fumbled in the divisional game against the Eagles last January. Like, this guy is a chronic fumbler, and he fumbles again. But with 1:05 left and 3 timeouts left, there's still a chance for the Rams. At this point, I thought they were losing. I'm like, okay, this is done. Can't believe that's how we're going down. But there's 3 timeouts still left. They, of course, get the stop because the Niners go conservative. They just run the ball into the line of scrimmage, saying, all right, just use your timeouts, LA. We'll punt the ball back to you, which is great. And the Rams got a great punt return all the way down to the Niners 37. But wait! Holding. Let's bring that bad boy back. 10 yards from the spot of the foul. 1st down. So the Rams get at the 50-yard line with 50 seconds left, pretty much erasing any chance that they can score a touchdown. They tie the game up, force overtime, and in OT, I'm like, all right, well, maybe they got a chance. It's a coin flip proposition. Let's see how this goes. Of course, the Niners, they get the ball first. They drive down the field. They kick a field goal. And just to put the cherry on top of the sundae, Eddie Pinheiro banks this one off the goalpost, off the upright, excuse me, because that's the kind of night it was. He banks it off the upright and in, because we can't have nice things. It was one of those nights. The Rams drive the ball down the field into the red zone, 4th and 1. Stafford had been dealing all night. What does Sean McVay decide to do? Give the ball to the chronic fumbler, Kyren Williams, who holds onto the ball this time, but because in front of him, here's 2 wide receivers and a tight end trying to block the Niners defensive front that's coming downhill on that ass. Kyren Williams can't get the 1st down. We lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. Like, that's how the game ends. That's how it unfolded. Our survivor ticket that was riding on the Rams, a Rams team who, oh, by the way, outgained San Francisco 456 to 407, 7 yards per play for the Rams. 4.9 yards per play for the Niners. Welcome to the NFL. Welcome to your survivor pool. And I'll say this, as much as we celebrate Jake Tonjes, I would give back Tonjes, Barner, Waller, and Bo Nix just to still be in this damn contest, because it's that much fun. But whenever you lose, it's that much of an absolute heartbreak. I cannot believe it. I just cannot believe it. That's how we're out. On the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about the 49ers and get you to the top stories that we have from throughout the rest of the world of sports. This is You Better You Bet, coming at you on a Friday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.